night's public hearing on the proposed closing of the Pontiac Correctional Center brought in 5 hours of testimony. State Senator Dan Rutherford of Pontiac estimates more than 2,000 people attended the hearing at a crowded high school. Everyone from elected officials to prison workers and their spouses testified. They said it would remove a sizable chunk of the Pontiac area economy in the form of lost jobs, tax revenue, and business. Henry Baer of AFSCME, the state employees union, accused the State Department of Corrections of trying to justify the closing of Pontiac by reclassifying some maximum security inmates and then transferring them to medium security prisons. Baer said that posed a security risk to corrections employees and the state at large.
And the truth is, if we close Pontiac, not only will it harm our members who work here, not only will it harm the communities in this area, but for every correctional facility in this state, it will bring increased dangers.
The State Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability will digest all the testimony and vote on a recommendation in time for a final report due in 5 weeks. The co-chair and state senator, Jeff Schoenberg, says there are many compelling reasons, or really compelling stories, rather, of how the prison closing would affect the Pontiac area, and he thinks commissioners were listening carefully. Two meetings may reveal differing opinions about the safety of a Champaign lot that was once the site of a plant that turned coal into gas. That lot borders a Northside Champaign neighborhood, and at a meeting tonight, a group of those neighbors plans to discuss test results that suggest a health threat from contamination under the site. Claudia Lenhoff of the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers says Ameren, the site's current owner, has misinformed people about the risk.
Some of them show high levels of contamination within the first 6 inches of the top soil. And these are partially in areas that are inside the fence and in some areas that are outside the fence where we know people commonly walk around the site and walk through there and children play there.
The utility acknowledges that the lot and many other former gas plant sites in Illinois are contaminated. A fence surrounds the north side lot. But Ameren's Lee Morris says the same test results Lenhoff cites show no immediate risk.
The manufactured gas-related impacts the soil off-site to the north and northwest or at least 3 feet below the ground surface. The shallow impact to the west of the property is in the Fifth Street right-of-way and does not pose a risk for long-term exposure.
Morris says the Champaign site remains in line for cleanup next year. Lenhoff's group meets tonight at the Douglas Park Annex, a few blocks north of the site. Ridership on Amtrak trains set an all-time record high in July, and now rail passenger advocates are pushing for more funding to meet the demand. At an Amtrak summit in Normal, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin called on Congress to cough up millions for new and refurbished passenger cars and locomotives to help increase Amtrak's poor on-time performance record.
If we could just get 85% on-time performance, it would increase the revenue for Amtrak by $136 million a year. More people would use it, and the trains themselves would have downtime for maintenance that they currently don't have.
Amtrak says 26% of its passenger rail cars are in disrepair, with the average age of its coach fleet 24 years and the engines 15 years. Ridership in July, meanwhile, is up 14% from the same month a year ago. American Airlines is defending its security practices after a Transportation Security Administration inspector entered 9 American Eagle planes that were parked overnight at O'Hare Airport in Chicago. TSA officials say the inspector gained access to the unattended jets during random inspections that are conducted daily at airports to verify compliance with security. American Airlines spokesman Tim Wagner says the parent company of American Eagle followed all the security procedures. He refused to say what those procedures are. American contends the actions taken by the security officer were inappropriate. Officials say the inspector hanged on insensitive equipment mounted on the aircraft fuselages to pull himself up to the doors. Governments in Vermilion and McLean County sponsor special discount cards for residents who don't have prescription drug coverage. Now Champaign County may be taking a different route, endorsing a similar discount card sponsored by the United Way. Champaign County Board members will vote tonight on a plan to endorse the Family Wise card, which is being promoted locally by the United Way of Champaign County. Justice Committee Chair Jan Anderson says the card offers a modest discount on prescription drugs at most area pharmacies.
This would not solve the problem entirely. The average discount is about 20%. But even that amount, if you are uninsured, is an attempt to be helpful.
Anderson says no registration is needed to use the FamilyWise card, but it cannot be combined with insurance or other drug coverage. She says the card provided by McLean and Vermilion counties is a similar program run by the National Association of Counties. She says Champaign County could sign up with it, but it would be easier for the county to simply join the United Way in promoting FamilyWise. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This program is underwritten by the Economic Development Office of the City of Cape Coral in Southwest Florida. Cape Coral is one of the fastest-growing cities in the U.S. and a key destination for business expansion. More information is available at www.bizcapecoral.com.
It's 9:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Looks like we've got some rain coming in for the first time in a while.
Yeah, and because the atmosphere is dry, it's having a hard time really getting going here. But radar returns are now over the area. We had a few sprinkles this morning. And now we're getting a few showers in the Champaign-Urbana area again. But nothing measurable here as yet. It's just starting now.
But we've got a few more days of opportunities, huh?
We do have a few more days of opportunities. And once this rain starts moistening up the atmosphere, then future cells that come in will have a better